Final coach on the teleconference today is Indiana's Kevin Wilson. The Hoosiers are 0-4 in conference play and 4-4 overall. Indiana has a bye this weekend before hosting Iowa on November 7th. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you can give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thank you. Again, disappointed with our outcome last week against Michigan State. Kids played very, very hard, didn't finish well. Taking advantage of open date here to get some guys a little bit of healing. We're not overly banged up, but to get some guys fresh, to improve some depth, developmental, get a little bit of lifting, conditioning, get ready for a great four-game run, and do a little bit of recruiting.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Mike Miller with Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Kevin. Just wanted to check in and see where Jayshon Harris is in his full recovery process. Is he active in any way? Is he doing any sort of non-contact stuff? Or I guess, where is he in his whole deal?
Yeah, I mean, he had an ACL injury, and typically those are 6 months. Surgery didn't happen until late June, got it mid-June. So you really got, July, August, September. He's not quite four months out yet before you're kind of cleared. So he's progressing well, very much involved, but, he's limited. He's doing a lot of lifting. He's participating in meetings, doing some catch drills. But from a running mobility, he won't be cleared for 2 more months. He should be full go as January approaches.
Gotcha. Thanks.
You're welcome, Mike.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coaches, you have the opportunity for your team to take the bye week, both from a coaching staff perspective and from a team perspective. What kind of opportunities do you see, and what kind of focus, different areas of focus do you have for your group?
Well, we've had started solid. We've played some good football, but have not been good enough to close out, win some games against some good competition. So we're sitting here 0-4 in Big Ten play and on a four-game wrong side of the slate as far as the W's. But the leadership and work ethic and the way our kids are competing and balance is very, very encouraging. So we're trying to be extremely upbeat. We've got some things that we've got to correct that are correctable. But more than anything, we just don't want to lose what I think has been a great group of seniors, some kids that are playing very, very hard. Was very impressed with our effort last week and the way we competed on the road, good environment, good team. Really thought we matched a lot of things for a long time, ran out of gas. So we see a lot of positive gains at the same time, though, we're not getting the result we want. So we've got to push for more. We've got to dig deeper. So we're not trying to over-practice. We're trying to, again, really concentrate on some third downs and some things that we can clean up, some depth and development, things that we can clean up. But more than anything, trying to keep our team confident because we've made, I think, some physical gains that needs to translate into W's. And as we take this week to get ready and then have a great week for Iowa, we'll see how we match up here in about 10, 12, 11 days as the Hawkeyes come to town. A great team they're going to have.
Our next question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kevin, I know coaching is always about that next one, and you referenced getting ready for Iowa. Is it possible at all that you will reference a bowl bid and a push for that in the final month at all with your team?
Well, we've not talked, again, that's the goal, but our goal's always been let's get better and better and better, and I think we're now completely competitive enough and good enough that we need to win and do the things to win. We got a running game. Has got to be stronger down the stretch. I think the injury to Jordan Howard, lost Danny Friend at tight end. Mike Cooper got a little gimpy for a game. We've lost a little bit of the run game, and we got to get that picked back up. And Iowa's a great run defense. I think they're top 10 in the nation. Playing better run defense, getting the third down stops. But more than anything, we're going to talk about winning. And, of course, if we get enough wins, we'll be a bold team. And the opportunity is going to present itself for, you got two – strong ranked teams coming here, and you got to go to the road twice. So none of these games are going to be easy. None of these games by any means do you think you're a favorite or you have. But at the same time, I think if we play good football, we've shown that we can match up. We want to keep playing and do the things it takes to win. And so we're talking about winning and doing the things that good football teams do, which is get better down the stretch, kicking game, turnover ratio, physical play, making plays, and getting W's. So we're going to work as hard as we can, have a good week, and put a plan together and see how we stack up. We'll take them one at a time, see if we can get enough to for sure be a bowl team. We'll see if that plays out. That is one of our goals, but first goal is just having a great week and getting ready for the Hawkeyes.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome, Austin.
And our next question comes from the line of Alex McCarthy with Inside Indiana.
I just wanted to ask you, what kind of the mentality of some of the seniors on the team? Are they really starting to kind of get into that sense of urgency, especially with this four-game skid?
I don't think when I say that, I think they've had that sense of urgency really throughout the year. What we're trying to do, you look the way Nick Mangieri's played all year, how hard he's played, Zach Shaw, and the effort. I think there's been a lot of our older players have really embraced that. What we're trying to do is increase the urgency of the team, because the urgency of the 15 team is four open day, four opportunities, trying everything you can to get enough victories to have that bowl opportunity. And you don't want the season to end. You want to keep playing together. A lot of guys have 1 year left, 2 years left, 3 years left. So the urgency we talked about a couple weeks ago is looking how hard your seniors are playing. They're urgent because they know their career. This is the last go. But it is the last go of this football team. And really good teams have great buy-in across the board. So I love our seniors. I think they've been awesome. The disappointing thing for me is when we come up short is really for those guys, because they've given us a lot. They've worked hard. They're battling. We're right there. So I sense they've been very, very good all year, Alex. And we're just trying to press a lot of young guys to follow their lead so we can finish strong. I think that's why we continue to compete, come out and play very, very hard. We're going to see if we can push for a little bit more and do what we need to do to get over the hump.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Have a good one.